You gotta give back. I give a little bit. Charlie Trotter. When you mention Charlie Trotter's name, man, he was it. A longtime chef and restaurant owner here in Chicago. His legacy remains alive in his charity foundation, the Trotter Project. They recently teamed up with the World Central Kitchen to give back and help feed families here in Chicago. Joining us is the CEO of the Trotter Project. It is Derek Hull. Derek, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Hey, Pete. Thanks so much for having me. I'm great.
I love that you guys continually give back to the Chicago area. You guys started out, I want to say, as an education and a mentoring program, right?
That's right. Yeah, April actually is our six-year anniversary, April 23rd. And so what we started out 6 years ago doing was providing education and mentorship, partial and full-ride scholarships, Pete, to underserved youth here in Chicago to culinary and hospitality schools. And given, you know, the recent events that we all find ourselves in with COVID-19, yep. We did a bit of a pivot here, and we're leaning real hard into our fourth and final pillar of service and giving back. And so good friends with Chef Jose Andres, Charlie Trotter, and Jose were very good friends for many, many years. And, you know, very, very fortunate to call Jose a dear friend and supporter for the Trotter Project. And he said, hey, I'm bringing World Central Kitchen into Chicago. I'd love to pair up with, as you mentioned, Chicago's most iconic chef, Charlie Trotter's foundation, the Trotter Project. Can we do that? And so we did that. We just within the past 2 weeks, it's been a rocket ride for us. But it's no surprise. I mean, Charlie Trotter, I don't know if you saw or if Chicagoans have seen the recent article that came out in Chicago Magazine just this past week, you know, where they talked about the 90s, you know, not the 20s, were really Chicago's golden age with State Senator Barack Obama and, and the dream team of the Bulls. Charlie Trotter was the chef who was putting, you know, Chicago on the world-class culinary stage. And but he did that with also not just great food, but giving back to community. And so what we have just done in the past 2 weeks, Pete, is we have teamed up with World Central Kitchen, and we have distributed close to 3,600 individually packaged grab-and-go meals.
Oh, wow.
So we're employing restaurant workers here in Chicago,
right?
And we're making meals that are going to the food deserts of Chicago. And so teaming up with them, teaming up with 50/50 Restaurant Group, teaming up with the Soul and Smoke team out of Evanston and other great chefs. You know, that's the spirit of the restaurant industry, right? You go in to celebrate all of those happy occasions. You can't do that right now, but their spirit of generosity continues. And so they're really stepping up to the plate. So we're helping through our COVID-19 relief fund, you know, paying restaurant workers to put together these individually, you know, packaged grab-and-go meals, as I mentioned, and then distributing it to the people of Englewood. I mean, every day we have people Monday through Friday who are there. We started the first day with 200 meals, and by that Thursday of that same week, we're already up to 800 meals.
Oh, wow.
So extremely humbling, but not surprising. And I know a lot of people, Pete, have been asking how they can get involved and help support the Trotter Project during this time. And, you know, we know Americans are hit really hard with COVID-19 and their pocketbooks. And so any form of donation is greatly appreciated. I think, you know, a lot of people say, how can we help? And we said, well, you can volunteer dollars.
Wow.
And, you know, $50, I think, is really staggering. $50 can feed a family of four or four individuals in the far south side of Englewood. So if you're thinking about how you can, it's great.
Derek, give the website so people can go there and check it out. Where do they go?
Oh, sure. Yeah, so if you want to donate and learn more about what we're doing in helping employ restaurant workers and feed the hungry on the far south and west sides of Chicago, you can just simply go to www.thetrotterproject.org.
TheTrotterProject.org, and we're talking with Derek Hull, who is the CEO. What is the World Central Kitchen? Educate me on this.
Yeah, so World Central Kitchen is, just as the Trotter Project is Chef Charlie Trotter's nonprofit, World Central Kitchen is Nobel Peace Prize nominated Chef Jose Andres' nonprofit, World Central Kitchen. And they, as many Chicagoans and WGN radio listeners will know, they were there to help with first response of providing meals during the devastating hurricane that swept through Puerto Rico and other parts of the world. They're in over 100 U.S. cities currently, teaming up with boots-on-the-ground local nonprofits. The Trotter Project happens to be the local nonprofit that they've teamed up with here in Chicago.
What is it with chefs in Chicago that worked with Charlie Trotter? Yesterday on the show, we had Graham Elliott, who's become a good friend over the years. These chefs love Charlie Trotter. Charlie was hard, but he was fair. He taught them everything they know about the kitchen, from cooking to plating to delivering the table, delivering the plate to the table, to temperatures, to utensils, to organizational workstations. He was very, very detailed. I think the chefs appreciated that more now that Charlie has passed.
That's right. Yeah. Chef Graham Elliott, nice supporter to the Trotter Project, cut his teeth, of course, as many people will know, in Charlie Trotter's restaurant. There's over 800 alumni who came through Charlie Trotter's restaurant during the 25 years that it was open. So you've got great chefs like Graham Elliott, Bill Kim, and Mindy Siegel, just locally here in Chicago. And they've gone on to do great things. You know, he was a humanitarian. There's a reason that Charlie Trotter won the James Beard Awards Humanitarian Award in 2012. He wasn't just a great chef. He wasn't just a great innovator. He was somebody who, you know, talked to people and created this sense of, you know, community and be of service, not servitude, to others.
Mm-hmm. Where did Charlie get his drive? Where did it start? Did someone in the family cook? Did he want to be a restaurant owner? Where was the drive? Where did it come from?
You know, the drive was within him. You know, his family was, his parents were extremely supportive of him. They sent him over to Europe when he wanted to learn from the greatest chefs in Europe of the time. And so he just had that drive within him. It's within his DNA. And, you know, the Trotter family Donnelly Trotter, his mother, who is extremely supportive of the Trotter Project to this day, and Chef Trotter's sister and brothers and his son Dylan, they're extremely supportive. So you just have them wired in that particular way, that they want to be able to help, and
right.
that's just part of who he was.
I know we're all a little antsy, and some of us get angry during the self-quarantine, but this is where Chicago steps up. And organizations like yours that are stepping up and feeding these underprivileged neighborhoods are just wonderful. I love it. I love stories like this.
Yeah. Chicago is, I go back to that article from Chicago Magazine. You know, the 90s was a time that the city reinvented itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could have gone away, during the steel mills being closed and whatnot, but Chicago constantly reinvented itself. And what we're seeing right now, given this crisis, is that Chicagoans are stepping up and they're reinventing and they're answering the call of how can they be of service to others in their communities. And it's just, I'm not surprised. Chicagoans are an extremely dynamic, strong group of people with a lot of fortitude. And so it's just natural for Chicagoans to do what they're currently doing. And we appreciate it.
And a guy that frequents a lot of bars here in the city and have gone to a lot of restaurants. The restaurant and bar industry is a very tight-knit community, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. Well, so, you know, based on, you know, we have to stay home in order to help, you know, save others' lives and ourselves, right? You know, we spend more time in the kitchen than any other spot in the house. And so what we have done is we've kind of done a 2.0 version, a 21st century version of Chef Charlie Trotter's PBS show, The Kitchen Sessions with Charlie Trotter. And so what we've done is we've reformulated that, and we've called it the Trotter Project Kitchen Sessions on Instagram TV, and we've asked, you know, chefs not just here in Chicago, but mixologists, brewers throughout Chicago and across the country to whip up some really great, easy recipes. And so we had the breakfast queen herself, Ina Pinckney, here in Chicago.
Yes.
Kicked the series off just 2 weeks ago, and she made buttermilk pancakes. So, like, you know, if you, like, and she encouraged people, you make them, make buttermilk pancakes for breakfast, you can make them for lunch, you can make them for dinner. We've got Charles Jolie, who really, you know, set the cocktail industry on its head, just being a creative innovator working at some great places here in Chicago. He's going to be kicking off the cocktail series for us in May with the Kitchen Sessions. And so if you're looking for something to do, if you're looking for your kids to be entertained with the buttermilk pancakes or how to make a buttermilk biscuits, or if parents need something to keep themselves a little bit distracted, we'll have some cocktail mixologists whipping up some cool things. So we just invite you to go to at the Trotter Project on Instagram TV to tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays for that.
I absolutely love that. And we're trying to cook more at the McMurray household because it brings families together. And we're all off our electronics and we have to have conversation. But Derek, let me ask you this. When did Chicago switch and become such a food town? Was it around 2010? I mean, we are such a great food town with world-class restaurants. When did we make the switch?
Well, you know what? I think the switch started to really build back during the 90s. I mean, if you look at what Charlie Trotter was doing back in the 90s,
right,
he was
right.
doing, before anybody else, I mean, even in 1998, the idea of a chef's table in the kitchen, that came from Charlie Trotter. There was no other chef in the entire country that had a chef's table inside their kitchen. He started that in 1988. So if you look at, he also was the first chef to do a vegetable forward menu in the 90s, when that was something that was completely unheard of. And so you have all these great chefs who came out of, they consider themselves the Charlie Trotter's restaurant alumni for a reason, right? And so I think that renaissance in the 2000s was directly impacted because of all the great things that they learned and were influenced by Charlie Trotter.
Do you look at some of these restaurants and say, wow, I remember when Charlie did that in the mid-90s or late 90s? I mean, because he was before his time, wasn't he?
He really was. I mean, a vegetable forward menu. He was using, obscure ingredients and the best of the best ingredients, fresh produce from the chef's garden in Ohio with Farmer Lee Jones, before anybody else was really doing it. And you see those things are commonplace with Chef Thomas Keller and other chefs, locally here in Chicago that are using those types of things. So, yeah, he really was a trendsetter and an innovator, way ahead of his time.
I love the work that you guys are doing. Keep up the great work. You're feeding Chicago. Again, you can go to thetrotterproject.org. Derek Hall. Derek, always great to talk to you. Whenever you have anything going on, please come back and we'll talk about it on the radio.
For sure. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, man. Again, that website is thetrotterproject.org. It's 720 WGN.